Eliminating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so honored to have such great people join me all the time. You know that every Tuesday I speak with Ari Zoldan about technology and stories in the tech space and what they all mean. But he dropped me a note a couple of weeks ago and he said, Kev, you've got to talk to this friend of mine named Sean Singh, who is in the pharmaceutical space. And I said, well, let's do it. And Ari is here. Ari, good to have you back. Even though we talk to you all the time anyway, it's good to have you here. So tell us who we're going to speak with here.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. Always great to be back. And I, as you know, it's always my favorite time of week. So thanks for everything. So, you know, as you know, we've got a marketing and media firm, and we become pretty selective about the clients that we take on. When I first heard about VistaGen, pitch the business, try to get them as a client, I was so excited because this is a very, very unique client. We also took some stock in the company as well, so I feel very connected to the company. You know, when we hear the word pandemic nowadays, right away, as we know, COVID-19 comes to mind.
Yeah.
But there's another global pandemic that's been brewing both in the U.S. and internationally, and that's depression and anxiety. And it's just great to hear, to have Sean Singh over here. He's the CEO of VistaGen Therapeutics, NASDAQ company, publicly traded, really, really interesting stuff. And we're going to turn it over to Sean right now just to give a little bit background about this pandemic that I mentioned.
Yeah, Sean, what is the story with that? I mean, and is it related to the other pandemic? Are people more freaked out now than they've ever been before?
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt. Well, Kevin, thanks a lot for the chance to speak to you. And Ari, thank you as well. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, America is absolutely stressed out, and there are so many anxiety-provoking and trauma-provoking situations and circumstances. The obvious impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic relate to, you know, just the fear of getting sick, actually getting sick, the fear of losing your job, the social isolation. You know, there's all kinds of issues that are obvious and also others emerging, and they're expected to linger for many years. And that's on top of civil unrest that we've seen. We've certainly seen pressures even before COVID relating to social media. I don't know if you recall a while back when likes were taken down from Instagram, that was a pretty amazing acknowledgement of the potential impact of social media, especially on the youth. So, yeah, right. There are a lot of issues that are causing rates of mental illness to rise to levels that we'd easily call pandemic levels. Anxiety is by far the most prevalent mental health condition in the U.S. 40 million American adults suffer from anxiety. Depression, the other component of the unfortunately matched set, is over 17 million adults in the United States. So,
wow.
These are scary numbers. And what's even scarier is that the medications available to complement psychotherapy or talk therapy, the current standard of care there just falls short of the needs of millions of people. So that's our goal.
Well,
to go way beyond the current standard of care.
I understand that VistaGen has a new innovative drug that helps address this. Tell me about it.
So we have two drugs. PH94B is for anxiety disorders, and PH10 is for depression disorders. The main emphasis, the lead drug, is entering phase 3 clinical development, which is the last phase of FDA-required clinical development early next year. And the challenge with the space overall is there just really hasn't been anything fundamentally new for anxiety or major depressive disorder in decades. I mean, these drugs, benzodiazepines, benzos, you might have heard of, are the most commonly used for anxiety-related disorders, and they come with a whole host of side effects and safety concerns. These are Schedule 4 drugs, which means there's a risk of addiction. And then in the antidepressant arena, everyone's heard of SSRIs or SNRIs, Prozac and Zoloft and the like. But the challenge is we know what we're going to get with these drugs. And in many cases, it's a predictable set of side effects and safety concerns or limited therapeutic benefits that, again, leave people falling short. So what we've got is fundamentally different, meaning it's the way they work, their mechanisms of action are completely different than the existing drugs that have been around since the 60s and 70s in many cases. We're on our way. So love
All
to
right.
be updated. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks for the time.
VistaGen.com is the website, VistaGen.com, and you can also look them up on the indexes as well. Ari Zoldan, thanks for making the introduction. I'll tell you what, you stick around. We're going to talk some Tech Tuesday coming up next with you. Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away.